ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Paula Poundstone.
That was very nice. Now what if I bum? I think we're all going to look a little silly.
I guess it's kind of safe to say that an evening of comedy with Paula Poundstone is not going to be the typical setup joke. How would you describe it to somebody who hasn't seen one of your performances before?
Well, I've been doing this job for 40 years, so somewhere in my head, there's 40 years of material floating around up there. I always figured that the inside of my head must look something like one of those arcade games where they blow the, you step into a glass booth and they blow the paper money around you, and whatever you can grab, you can keep. But my favorite part of the night is just talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sales. So, by its very nature, no two shows are the same. I don't know when I'm going to say what.
What do you think has been the key to longevity in the business, especially for a woman and mostly male-dominated industry?
I never paid too much attention to that fact. It's true, but I never paid much attention to it. I think I just love it so much, I just won't stop doing it. It is truly the greatest job in the entire world. I consider myself a proud member of the endorphin production industry. And honestly, now, more than ever, we do need to be able to laugh.
You are, like, forever curious. I mean, you just seem to know so much about so many different things.
I wouldn't call myself an expert in any topic.
But you do know a lot about current events. You're a regular panelist now on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And how's it been going for you?
Oh, gee. Well, I hold the record for losses. In fact, it's always good to be able to talk about Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in public, because I like to correct a misconception, which is, yes, I'm trying to win. A lot of people think I throw the match. I don't. The others are just better informed than me, that's all. Maybe there's cheating. I don't know. Maybe there's steroids. It's a really fun job. Part of what's great about it is that they allow all of us to just jump in whenever we want. For the panelists, it's unscripted. And that's really a great, you know, it's a great form for me to, you know, hear the questions and say whatever I want to say. It's very fun. People come up to me all the time and say, oh, you guys sound like you're having so much fun. And you know what? We are.
Well, you must be, because it's now expanded into your podcast, Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, and that's with your Wait, Wait colleague.
That's right, me and Adam Felber. It's obviously a comedy podcast. The guests that we have usually bear some sort of expertise or information in something that, you know, you need to function in the adult world.
Kind of like a guide to life.
Yeah, it is. I mean, my original idea was, you know, how do you move out of your parents' house? You know, what's the stuff that you need to know in order to function in adulthood? And most of it, I still don't know.
I've been very candid about years of therapy and so forth, so I was wondering if we might try just a little word association. So what comes to mind when I say cats?
Time and financial loss.
Motherhood.
Same thing! Time and financial loss and daggers through your heart.
Social media.
Time and financial loss!
Airport security.
Great theater. Great theater, not a lot of reality. They say that when they test the TSA, I think it's something like a 95% failure record. That's extraordinary. I don't know. I usually purposely carry metal because I enjoy the pat-down.
Donald Trump.
Oh, when I think of Donald Trump is a salted caramel. It's a mixture of the end of the world and some funny jokes.